From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only solution. He made his remark Wednesday during a joint White House news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Mr. Trump said he could live with either one. That brought immediate reaction from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who said he remains committed to the two-state solution, ending Israeli occupation and establishing a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
There's a global consensus that this is the only way to go. There is a global consensus backed by countless UN resolutions that this is the way forward. Settlements are illegal. There should be a full withdrawal to the 1967 borders.
Fishback said what's lacking is to achieve a two-state solution has been pressure from the U.S. Mr. Trump also said the Israeli prime minister should pull back on Jewish settlements. Mr. Netanyahu said two obstacles remain to peace.
First, the Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state. They have to stop calling for Israel's destruction. They have to stop educating their people for Israel's destruction.
He said the second is that Israel must retain security control over land east of the Jordan River. The Burundian government has reportedly indicated it will not take part in peace talks scheduled to resume Thursday in Tanzania, thus prolonging a political crisis begun in April 2015 when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. This is VOA News.